And you are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu on 102.3 FM. I'm Ethan Estrada, and I'll be bringing you the live coverage here of the second game of this doubleheader between the Dominican University of California Penguins and the Sonoma State University Seawolves. Leading it off for the Seawolves will be Ali Bellinon, as the first pitch from the starting pitcher for the Penguins, Alyssa Waltman, will be called a... Waiting for it to be thrown up on the scoreboard. Nothing yet. But either way, the second pitch on its way, and that's a ball down in the dirt. So it'll be two balls and no strikes to Bellinon, who back in game one went 0 for 4. A couple of fly balls to left field, and that was it. Foul ball straight back after a hard fastball from Waltman is sent back into the screen. Two balls and one strike. So Sonoma State took game one of this doubleheader, 7-3. As now the second game is underway. The 2-1 pitch from Waltman to Bellinon is stroked deep but way foul and into the creek to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Waltman started the first game at shortstop, and now the defensive alignment for the Penguins. It'll be Dennis at third, Ramirez at short, and the 2-2 pitch, ground ball to the second baseman. Reyes over to first, the covering Manny Christensen playing first base for the first out of the inning. He didn't get the lineups until very late, so I'll try to give them to you as soon as possible. So now the starting infield will be Daylon Dennis at third, Alyssa Ramirez at short, Caritza Reyes at second, and Manny Christensen at first. Around the outfield, it'll be Peyton Mott, Mackenzie Schumacher, and Vanessa Porto. As the first pitch to Julie Davis is fouled hard, and she's out. She made contact out of the box. So a break for the Penguins, and that'll cause out number two. So Julie Davis making contact out of the box, a gift for the Penguins, and Alyssa Waltman, as they'll pick up their second out of the inning. Jordan Martinez, the starting catcher for Sonoma State, will now step in to face Waltman. The first pitch is a breaking ball popped up. Ramirez calls everybody off, and underneath it, she'll make the grab and an easy 1-2-3 inning for the Penguins. A fantastic first inning for Alyssa Waltman. The score is Sonoma State nothing, the Penguins nothing, as you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. The 2-1 pitch is called a strike on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes to Matty Christensen. As you're tuning in to the bottom of the first inning, as Sonoma State didn't get any runs across on a fast inning for Waltman, as the 2-2 pitch misses outside from Rodriguez. Three balls and two strikes. Christensen hit a solo shot to lead off game one, and then a two-run homer in about the fifth inning, and here she walks. Takes ball four off. So Rodriguez misses outside with that fastball, as now Alyssa Ramirez will dig in. Ramirez back in the first game had a base hit back in the first inning. She shows bunt, and it'll go foul and back out of play, having to retreat back to first base is Christensen. Ramirez had a single in the first, reached on an error, and grounded out to short. As the 1-0 pitch, another bunt, foul, no balls, two strikes. The defense for Sonoma State around the infield will be Courtney Jack at third, Cassidy Romano at short, Lindsay Calcani-Blair at second, and Brianna Avalos at first. Has one ball, two strikes to count as Rodriguez misses upstairs and inside of the fastball. Ramirez staying alive. And in the outfield, it will be Ali Blaine on, as a foul ball, Ramirez just gets a piece of it to stay alive. Bellinon in right field, Julie Davis in center, and Jordan White in left. That's your defensive alignment for Sonoma State. Ramirez batting second, playing third for the Penguins today, and she'll be followed up by the left fielder, Peyton Mott. The 1-2 pitch to Ramirez, a hard chopper. Romano's there, can't get it out of her glove. Throw back to first, and she's safe. Thought she got it off of a hop, but it was actually a straight line drive. Shadow playing tricks on my eyes. She would have had Christensen dead to rights, but she couldn't get the ball out of her glove in time, so it'll remain as one out. Ramirez with a hard line drive goes down to the book as an L6. As now Peyton Mott will dig in. Dalen Dennis on deck. First pitch outside, ball one. With a breaking ball that looked like it slipped down on Rodriguez's hands. The 1-0, swinging a foul ball straight back and into the creek. That ball had a short lifespan. As Peyton Mott was able to put a bat on it, evens up the count at one ball, one strike. The 1-1 pitch, rise ball upstairs, two balls, one strike. Rodriguez on the season, 3-1 with a 5.42 ERA for the freshman. She has appeared in 9 games. 4 of those have been starts as she misses up and away. With another rise ball, 3 balls, 1 strike. She has pitched 31 innings, has allowed 24 earned runs in that span. The 3-1 pitch to Mott, swing and a miss. Make the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Mott on the season, now batting .281. As before the first game coming into today, she was batting .278. Ground ball. Kalkani Blair couldn't handle it initially, but of course, when you're playing second base, you have all the time in the world to recover and make that strong throw. So Mott is out at first base, but Maddie Christensen will advance to second base as Dalen Dennis will now step in. Dennis by far. Dennis and Christensen, two power hitters on this team. Dennis is batting .286. With 3 home runs and 12 RBIs. So this is a situation where you would like Dennis to be up in with Christensen at second base. A fly ball, curving, hooking, foul, and down the third base line into the Sonoma State bullpen for strike number one. Dennis, of course, hit a huge home run back here in the opening series at Penguin Field when Dominican was able to get the doubleheader sweep against Notre Dame Dana Muir. Rodriguez's next pitch misses upstairs with the rise ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. And then Dominican went on that road trip to Hawaii where they played at all 3 Hawaiian schools as Rodriguez misses outside with the fastball. 2 balls and 1 strike. And in about 12 games, they were only able to come out with 2 victories and now have a record of 5-15 as Dennis will take a strike over the outside corner. But that's no knock on our Dominican softball team. Those Hawaii teams, they are really good. Hawaii Pacific were projected to win the conference going into the season. Rodriguez's next pitch, fly ball behind second base, and now into right field. White is there to put it away, and that'll end the inning. We'll get back to the note about the Hawaii teams as we get back, but the Penguins get 1 base runner on, but can't bring her home as you are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
After all the jets are in the boxes and the clowns have all gone to
bed. Well, welcome back here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, as you are listening to NC2A D2 Softball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm Ethan Estrada, bringing you the live action. Well, one inning is in the books, and we are still scoreless, as Alyssa Waltman will retake the rubber. Her first pitch to Jordan White misses outside for ball one. White, of course, had a fantastic, and by fantastic, I mean a fantastic first game. Went 2-for-3 with a couple of home runs, and now she skies one into center field. Schumacher rounding it, and she'll put it away for out number one. So Alyssa Waltman able to retire the ever-dangerous Jordan White, and now digging in will be Bella Chadwell for Sonoma State. Oh, my bad. It'll be Lindsay Calcani Blair coming up, and she'll take strike one over the outside corner. Chadwell's on deck. The 0-1 pitch from Waltman to Calcani Blair misses outside with a fastball. One ball, one strike. Waltman mostly coming in relief. Liguria was actually on the docket to start this game, but instead it'll be Waltman as the next pitch is way up and away for ball number two. On the season, Alyssa Waltman is 6.14 ERA. She is 1-6 in 11 games pitched in 8 starts as she misses down and in, 3 balls, 1 strike. Waltman, of course, last year as a freshman worked a lot out of the bullpen and pitched quite effectively. And now with the start, let's try to see what she can do. The count is actually 2 balls, 2 strikes, and a fly ball hit well into left. Mott is back at the wall, and she makes the catch. Calcani Blair missed a home run by inches, but instead all it is a scary out and a fly ball to left field for out number two. So now Bella Chadwell will step in, and this time I am correct about that. The first pitch from Waltman to Chadwell, swing and a miss. Beautiful, looked like cut fastball over the outside corner for strike number one. So Alyssa Waltman working very effectively. Hasn't really had much to stress about. Chadwell pop up down the right field line in foul territory, and to put it away is Maddie Christensen, and that will do it here for the top of the second inning. Very effective pitching so far by Alyssa Waltman. So no hits, no runners, nobody left on, and no runs across. That's the big stat as you are listening to NC2A D2 Softball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
This is pitcher Allie for Dominican Softball. You are listening to the official radio station at Dominican University of California, Penguin Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Dang fly, baby. Looking at the whip frame, that's a nice 80s. You should throw it to me, like Tom Brady. With that long blonde hair, that's Marshall Brady. I'm all about your lady, Chelsea, high handler. Got your legs racing hard on vacation. No exaggeration, said you were amazing. Moving too fast, can't pace it.
And you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. 1.5 innings down and about another 5.5 to go. Score is Sonoma State 0, Dominican University of California 0, as Caritza Reyes will now dig in for the Penguins. To face Camille Rodriguez. First pitch, fastball, called a strike, down and away. Beautiful pitch. Got it right on that hollow part of the knee. And she'll get the benefit of the call. The 0-1 pitch misses up and away. Ball one, that's Rodriguez, has stumbled a little bit. Has the control of the rise ball, but so far the Penguins haven't been able to lay off of it right there. Reyes with a great take to even up the count at 1-1. 1-1 pitch, ripped foul down the third baseline. And that'll be strike number two. 1-2, as now the clouds are starting to roll back in. It was beautiful and sunny for the first half, and now the clouds decide to give us a little bit of a chill. But I don't know what you'd expect when there's a whole lot of Penguins everywhere. The 1-2 pitch. Rise ball popped up shallow. Second base is there. Fantastic running play by Lindsay Calcani Blair for out number one. Didn't look like she read it initially off the bat, but was able to recover in time to retire. Caritza Reyes is now Vanessa Porto, who didn't start the first game, is now in the lineup playing right field and batting sixth. The first pitch to Porto, rise ball, misses up for ball number one. Porto on the season batting 121. The 1-0 pitch is slid down and away for ball number two. So Porto able to have two very good takes. She's only batting 121, but her on-base percentage is 310. 2-0 pitch, called a strike over the outside corner. Beautiful fastball by Rodriguez. Makes it 2-1. Nothing here in the bottom of the second. One out. The pitch to Porto misses up and away. Ball three. Rodriguez having trouble with that rise ball. Saw it a little bit in the first inning. The Penguin batters were fouling it off. And so far in this inning, Reyes, who popped out in the first one, she laid it off, and now Porto's doing the same as a strike is called, a fastball on the outside corner, even makes the count full. Three balls, 2 strikes, one out, nobody on. The 3-2 pitch is slashed foul into the screen. So Porto will stay alive. Haley Cheek on deck. The Penguins started off the season 3-0. Hit a rough patch when Azusa came to town. And not to mention number 9, Concordia Irvine. As a fastball will miss outside, ball for Porto is on. And Porto has plenty of speed down there at first base. So we'll see if head coach Juliana Santos will get the wheels turning. That'll bring up Haley Cheek. Cheek on the season, batting 213 with a 327 on base percentage. The 0-0 pitch is down with a fastball for ball one from Rodriguez. Sonoma State on the season, they're 14-9 after their win earlier today, beating the Penguins 7-3 in game one of the doubleheader. The 1-0 pitch is a strike with a fastball. Evens up the count, 1-1. Mount Tam in the distance here at Penguin Field. You can see the scoreboard of our soccer/lacrosse field at Kennelly. The 1-1 pitch, Cheek with the line drive, shallow, very soft liner. That'll be cut off by Cassidy Romano before it was able to even sniff the outfield grass. So that'll be out number two. So now Alyssa Waltman will check in. She's batting 174, but she does have a home run on the season. The first pitch from Rodriguez, way outside of the fastball, picked back, Porto safe. Might have been a designed pitch out right there between Rodriguez and Jordan Martinez behind the plate. Cheek getting the start behind the plate for the Penguins. She was the one who got out in the most recent at-bat as Waltman waves and misses at a fastball for strike number one. Rodriguez so far spotting the ball very well. Does not look like a pitcher with a 5.42 ERA. A swing and a miss by Waltman. Another very well-placed fastball by Camille Rodriguez. Makes it one ball, two strikes. As now the wind is starting to blow out towards about left center field. The 1-2 pitch to Waltman. Riseball misses well upstairs. And about the face mask of Waltman, evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Waltman got the start at shortstop in game one, and now the 2-2 pitch from Rodriguez. Got her looking. Fastball on the outside corner, and a very well-pitched inning by Camille Rodriguez, as that will do it. So one runner left on after a walk. No hits, no runs, and no errors as we remain tied. Nothing headed to the third inning. And welcome back to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, where we are bringing you live coverage from Penguin Field as the Dominican University of California Penguins will take on the Sonoma State Seawolves in the first pitch. Flied foul territory in right field. Porta will range over and put it away. I didn't even have time to announce who the batter was. That was Cassidy Romano who put it in play. And Porto was able to retire her in foul territory for out number one. That'll bring up the third baseman, Courtney Jack, to face Alyssa Waltman. Waltman so far being very efficient. We are now in the top of the third inning. Waltman and Rodriguez shaping up to be a heck of a pitcher's duel as the first pitch to Courtney Jack from Alyssa Waltman misses outside of the fastball. One ball, no strikes. The wind, not so much straight anymore, kind of a swirling wind. It's coming in from right field as the 1-0 pitch just low out of the hand of Waltman. Two balls, no strikes. Courtney Jack on the season batting 179 with one home run and seven RBIs. The 2-0 pitch, swinging line drive into the left center field gap. That's where it'll get down. Nice play by Schumacher to cut it off and hold it to a base hit, as that is the first hit for the Sonoma State Seawolves, and it comes here in the top of the third inning. Didn't want to say it, but I was kind of hinting at it. It's one of those moments where you beat around the bush. You don't stick the knife right in. But either way, that no-hitter is over with, as Courtney Jack will break it up with one out here in the top of the third. The first pitch from Waltman to Brianna Avalos. Foul territory. Everybody going over there, but it'll go foul down the first baseline into the Sonoma State bullpen for strike number one. Avalos hit the big, she had the big hit in game one, a three-run home run that was able to be the big difference between the Penguins and the Seawolves. The first pitch, the next pitch from Waltman misses upstairs with a rise ball. Makes it one ball, one strike. 1-1 pitch from Waltman to Avalos. Line drive, right center field gap. It'll get down. Porto able to cut it off. And smart play by Courtney Jack not to test the arm of Porto. Porto has an above-average arm in right. Mott has a good arm in left, and Schumacher has the best arm in the outfield in center field, but Courtney Jack didn't want to find that out. She'll hold at second base, but now Waltman in a jam as Bellinon will check in to the batter's box. Last time up, she grounded out to second baseman Caritza Reyes. The first pitch to Reyes, the first pitch to Bellinon from Waltman, misses outside for ball one. Waltman now just trying to limit the damage, if she even allows any damage. Right now, just trying to work out of this jam. The 0-1 change up the middle, base hit into center field. They're going to wave home. Jack, the throw by Schumacher is in time, but Haley Cheek couldn't get it on the one hop. So the run will score, and Sonoma State strikes first. A very good throw by Schumacher in center field. But Cheek, who played first base in the first game, getting a little bit of a position shock moving back to catcher. But nonetheless, Sonoma State will have the lead. The runners will move over to second and third on the throw. As Julie Davis will now check in. Looks like you have a pinch runner at second base. Or the umpire is writing down something. But either way, Julie Davis will be in the batter's box with Sonoma State with the 1-0 lead. Davis, the slap hitter. Of course, all slap hitters left-handed. Her goal to get it through the left side of the infield. The first pitch from Waldman, a fastball, catches the outside corner. First strike, number one. Waldman gets back on the rubber, gets the sign, and she delivers. And a line drive into right, into left, and that's a base hit, and it gets past Mott. And we have an out called. Can't tell what it was. The umpire called an out. And it will be she made contact out of the batter's box. That is the second time in two at-bats for Julie Davis. So the runs won't count. Mott won't be charged with an error. But instead will reset with two outs for Jordan Martinez. So the second time today, Julie Davis is called out for making contact out of the box. As now the first pitch to Jordan Martinez misses up and away with a rise ball from Melissa Waltman. Martinez with the advantage, one ball, no strikes. And that is a rule in softball and baseball. You can't make contact out of the box, but that is a thin line. Slappers run, and Martinez with a line drive into center field, but Schumacher is there to put it away. And with a little bit of help, Melissa Waltman is able to work out of the jam. So at the end of 2.5, the score is Sonoma State 1, Dominican University of California 0, as you're listening to NC2A D2 Softball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And welcome back to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm Ethan Estrada, bringing you the coverage here at Penguin Field as Dominican University of California will be taking on Sonoma State University. As right now, Sonoma State, the Seawolves, with the one-point lead over the Penguins. As Mackenzie Schumacher, the nine-hitter, will dig in to the left-hander's batter's box. The inning was delayed a little bit, with Sonoma State arguing that out-of-the-box calls the first pitch from Camille Rodriguez to Mackenzie Schumacher is called a strike. Head coach Jennifer Bridges wanted an explanation. The 0-1 pitch misses upstairs, evens up the count at one ball and one strike. So far today, the entire Penguins offense has been relied upon Maddie Christensen, who's on deck. Schumacher can try to get on base. Ground ball. Romano, strong throw, and he's able to get Schumacher by about a step and a half. Not easy to do, but Romano was able to get the job done for out number one. Romano has a heck of an arm over there at shortstop, and the way she throws it is kind of unorthodox. She doesn't do the normal infield sidearm or even kind of a submarine. She's straight over the top. Looks like a catapult. So now Maddie Christensen will check in to the right-hander's batter's box against Rodriguez. Last time up, she walked, as she'll take ball one outside. Home plate umpire Todd Landon thought it was a little bit too far outside. The 1-0 pitch way outside. I can call that one. Two balls and no strikes. Christensen, of course, went 2-for-3 with two home runs and three RBIs in game one. So far today, she walked as she ropes one, but way foul and over almost everything and into the creek for strike number one. She looks locked in right now. She's batting .328 to lead the team. Has three home runs, tied for the team lead. Has the most RBIs on the team. High fly ball, but it can't stay fair. All it is a long and scary strike for Sonoma State. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Maddie Christensen leading in almost every single offensive category. On base percentage, slugging percentage, RBIs, tied for home runs. Has the second most doubles, has the most hits. As she is swings and misses for strike number three. Round number one. So right when I was complimenting her, it never fails. Always happens that way. But nonetheless, we move on. As now Alyssa Ramirez will come in last time up. Get a soft line drive to short as she takes a rise ball up and in for ball number one. In the first game, the Penguins were able to get base runners. The problem was getting that one big hit. The hit that broke everything open. As Ramirez takes strike one over the outside corner from Rodriguez. And unfortunately for the Penguins, it was Brianna Avalos for Sonoma State who had the big hit, a big three-run homer. Rodriguez's next pitch, a fastball, misses outside. Two balls, one strike. Avalos' home run might not have been the big difference in the game, but it made it a comfortable victory for Sonoma State. One hopper to third, over to first, and plenty of time to retire Waltman as Courtney Jack has been superb at third base, gets it on the short hop and makes the nice, easy throw over to first to retire Ramirez and end the inning. So no runs, no hits, and nobody left on as it is 1-0 Sonoma State as you're listening to NC2A D2 Softball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You are listening to NC2A D2 Softball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Well, it is 1-0 Sonoma State over Dominican University of California. Now, the ever-dangerous Jordan White will check in as she ropes one on the first pitch into left field. Mott will round it and keep White to a single, but that is probably one of the hardest hit singles you'll ever see. She went 2-for-3 in the first game with a couple of home runs, and her third at-bat, she flew all the way back to the wall where Caritza Reyes, playing right field at the time, had her back against the wall to make the catch. And here she's able to lead off with a strong base hit against Alyssa Waltman. That'll bring up Lindsay Calcani Blair. The first pitch from Waltman to Blair. She shows bunt. She pulls back, but not in time, as home plate umpire Todd Landon called it a strike. White goes back to first base. 1-0 Sonoma State over Dominican. Here in the second game of the doubleheader, Sonoma State took game one 7-3. Now the Penguins trying to salvage a split. And a wave and a miss. Another missed bunt attempt by Calcani Blair. And that'll make it no balls and two strikes. And now is the swing away time where you get the go sign if you like it. The 0-2 pitch from Waltman. Change up, roped into center field. Base hit on the line. Schumacher will get it in. But Calcani Blair with a fantastic piece of hitting, taking that changeup right where it came from and making it first and second and nobody out for Bella Chadwell. As now Haley Cheek will call time to go talk to Waltman, try to calm her down. Waltman by far has the best fastball in the pitching rotation for the Penguins. Might not be the ace of the staff, but she definitely has an A-plus fastball. Just trying to find those secondary pitches to give her an advantage as she misses way inside and actually hit Chadwell on the ankle, and that'll load the bases with nobody out. So now Cassie Romano will come up with the bases loaded. She actually hit in the last inning. She had a fly ball to right field in foul territory as now time is called. And this is one of those situations are you just trying to calm down the pitcher? Waltman, of course, like I said, has a plus fastball. The only thing that she needs to work on a little bit more is develop those secondary pitches. A base hit by Calcani Blair on a changeup, and sometimes mislocations on that rise ball. But when it comes to her fastball, she has a really good one. Now it's just kind of bringing all those pieces together to make something even better than what she already is. As now the meeting is over, the bases will be loaded with nobody out and a huge opportunity for Sonoma State. Cassie Romano 0-for-1, flew out to right. And in the last game, Romano was 0-for-3 and she reached on a fielder's choice. So Romano will dig in to face Waltman. Waltman has the bottom three of the order to try to work out of this jam. The first pitch is called a strike on a fastball right down the heart of the plate. So Waltman with the slight advantage of no balls in one strike. The 0-1 pitch, swinging a short chopper, backhanded by Ramirez, throw to third, and they got her in plenty of time. Able to get Lindsay Calcani Blair, but Jordan White will cross home plate and make it a 2-0. Sonoma State advantage. Nice play by Ramirez to get it over to the covering Daylon Dennis at third base for out number one. That'll only be first and second as Cassie Romano reaches on a fielder's choice. As now Courtney Jack will come up. Last time up, she singled. The first pitch from Waltman, fastball over the outside corner, and that is a ball. Missed a little bit up and away. So Sonoma State leading it 2-0 here in the top of the fourth. Another relatively fast moving game. The 1-0 line drive, Ramirez is able to catch it, throw back to first, and they get the double play. Waltman loads the bases with nobody out, but limits the damage to only one run. Fantastic work by the sophomore pitcher. So at the end of 3.5, we are halfway home through 7 innings. The score is Sonoma State 2, Dominican University of California 0, as you're listening to NC2A Softball, your Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm bleeding. And welcome back to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Live coverage of Penguin softball live from Penguin Field as Dominican University of California is taking on Sonoma State University. Leading it off for the Penguins will be Peyton Mott on the day 0-for, well, in this game, the second game of the doubleheader, 0-for-1 with the ground ball to second base. The first pitch she shows, bunt pulls back and takes a strike from Camille Rodriguez. And that's how this inning gets underway. Bottom of the fourth. Penguins trying to salvage the split but have a two-run deficit to try to overcome as the next pitch by Rodriguez is in on the hands and Mott is able to foul it off down the third baseline. No balls and two strikes. A good pitcher's duel between Waltman and Rodriguez so far through the first three and a half. But Waltman has bent a little bit in the last two innings, giving up two runs. Now let's see if the Penguins offense can respond. The next pitch to Mott, the 0-2 pitch to Mott, misses way upstairs with that rise ball. One ball and two strikes. And honestly, Camille Rodriguez is not pitching like a pitcher with a 5.42 ERA. She's been able to spot that fastball and continue to frustrate the Penguins batters. Check swing, she went around. Out number one, as Mott will strike out. As now Daylen Dennis will check in. Tied for the team lead with three home runs, has 12 RBIs and a 5.10 slugging percentage. Has a little bit of a equipment malfunction behind the plate as Jordan Martinez is all good as home plate umpire Todd Landon will resume play. So 2-0 the score. The next pitch from Rodriguez to Dennis misses way up and away with a rise ball. One ball, no strikes. Well, the clouds went away, but the wind came back. So now it's sunny and windy instead of cloudy and windy. So I guess that's a slight improvement, but it's still rather cold here at Penguin Field as the next pitch from Rodriguez to Dennis misses inside with a fastball. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 pitch from Rodriguez to Dennis misses outside again. Three balls, no strikes. Dennis in complete command of this at-bat. And this is one of those moments where it's a don't swing moment. You need base runners. You're down by two. You just watch the pitch go by no matter how good it looks. And that's exactly what Dennis does, and she takes strike one over the outside corner. A perfectly placed fastball by Camille Rodriguez. So three balls, one strike to count. Rodriguez in the windup, she delivers in a fly ball, hit foul and well out of play. Actually hit the top of a tree. And the trees here at Penguin Field, they're not short. And kerplunks right behind the Sonoma State dugout. Make the count full, three balls, two strikes. Rodriguez delivers the full count pitch and it is outside, ball four. Dennis earns a free trip all the way down to first base. As now Caritza Reyes will come up to bat. The runner at first and one out. The Penguins trying to salvage some base runners. The 0-0 pitch to Reyes is down and in with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. The Dominican dugout chanting, "Let's go, Kiwi," as the 1-0 pitch is outside but called a strike. And people don't understand, but it's kind of hard. It's hard to be an umpire, especially behind the plate, having to track the pitches when there's a lot of moving parts. And right there, it looked like Martinez flinched after the pitch, as this time the pitch does miss outside for ball two. But on that strike one call, when Martinez received the pitch, she kind of cocked back to check the runner at first base. So I give props to home plate umpire Todd Landon, able to track that pitch all the way in, even when there was movement. The 2-1 pitch is called a strike over the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Count evens up. Reyes on the season batting 255 for the senior. The 2-2 pitch, she just gets a piece of it. Sticks the bat out there and pokes it foul down the first base line. And that's what Caritza Reyes will give you when she's in your lineup. She'll work the opposing pitcher. That's why in game one, when she swung at the first pitch and popped out foul, it's kind of surprising. Now she'll take ball three outside. Count is full. These are the kind of advance you expect from Reyes. Because even though her batting average is 255, she has a 397 on base percentage. Some of those situations where she's doing something right. And a line drive, base hit into center field, barely over the glove of the shortstop, Cassidy Romano, as she reached up, but to no avail in a line drive, base hit. So now the Penguins starting to mount a little rally, but now it'll be up to Vanessa Porto and Haley Cheek, barring a double play, to try to bring the run home and crack the Penguin goose egg on the scoreboard. Sonoma State 2, Penguins nothing. The first pitch from Rodriguez to Porto is a fastball that misses. Ooh, called a strike. That looked way outside. Like it almost looked like it was in the right-handed hitter's batter's box. But the only opinion that matters is that of the home plate umpire. And that one is looked low, but he called it a strike. No balls, two strikes. And just like I said, I know being a umpire's hard, but wow. The 0-2 pitch misses way upstairs with the rise ball, one ball and two strikes. So now Porto will try to battle back into this at bat. But give Rodriguez credit, she's spotting the pitches where she knows they're being called. The 1-2 pitch, and Porto will stick the bat out and tip that rise ball foul. Count remains, one ball, two strikes. As the wind continues to blow, which is odd because the flag over at Kennelly isn't even moving. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got it with a fastball in the outside corner. And that'll do it for Vanessa Porto's at bat. But when the umpire calls two of those strikes, you have no choice but to throw your hands out there and give it a try. But Porto came up empty. As now Cheek will step into the box. Last time up, lined out to shortstop. First pitch, fouls it, and Martinez can't hang on to the foul tip. It'll just be a routine strike, even if she would have held on to it, just a routine strike. The 0-1 pitch from Camille Rodriguez to Haley Cheek is on its way, and it's up and away. One ball, one strike. With two outs and two on. And these are the moments that the Penguins need to capitalize on. This is the same situation that we saw in game one. They just needed that one hit. Don't try to do too much. Just put the ball in play. And a swing and a miss on a great located fastball by Rodriguez makes it one ball, two strikes. Cheek starting at catcher here in game two. Started at first base. In game one, Alexis Chinchilla, the normal starting catcher, getting the game off. The 1-2 pitch is strike three right at the knees, down the heart of the plate. No shot. So a fantastic job by Camille Rodriguez to pitch out of that one. But the Penguins get one hit, two left on, but no runs to show for it. At the end of four, the score is Sonoma State 2, Dominican University of California nothing. As you're listening to NC2A D2 Softball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Can I clear my conscience if I'm different from the... And welcome back as the top of the fifth inning is underway, and Avalos hits a ground ball. Reyes with the backhand can't throw it across the diamond fast enough from up the middle. So Avalos with an infield single to start it off. I didn't even have a chance to introduce her. That's the second time that's happened to me this game. I haven't had a chance to introduce the batter, and they already put the ball in play. But either way, it's an infield single to lead off the top of the fifth inning as Allie Bellinon will check back in. She is 1-for-2 with a base hit and grounded out to second base. Waltman misses upstairs with that rise bomb for ball one. Bellinon back in game one was 0-for-4. A couple of fly balls to left field. As the pitch is swung on and driven deep to center field. That ball is gone, and Sonoma State doubles their lead. It is 4-0 on a home run. Allie Bellinon. That is the second time today that Sonoma State's been able to double their lead on a home run. And in the last game, it proved to be the difference. We'll see how it affects the odds here in game two, but from 2-0 to 4-0 in a matter of one swing of the bat. So just like you always draw it up, an infield single and a home run. As Julie Davis will check in, she muscles one, shallow center field, Schumacher coming in to put it away for out number one. That'll bring up Jordan Martinez. Has to take off her shin guards as she's the starting catcher for Sonoma State to be prepared to take this at bat. For Waltman on the season, that is the seventh home run that she's given up. But that comes with having a good fastball, is when you leave one that's very hittable, they're going to drive it. And you're supplying half the power, 75% of the power. And they're going to hit it, and they're going to hit it hard as the first pitch to Martinez misses down and away. Martinez with a little flare into right field. Porto takes one step back, one step in to put it away for out number two. Now Jordan White will check in, and we saw what she can do when she gets a hittable fastball. He had two home runs off of Lauren Percy back in game one. But so far today, in this game, she is 1-for-2 against Waltman as the first pitch misses. For ball one, she singled back in the fourth inning. And by back in the fourth inning, I mean last inning. The 1-0 is swung on and driven deep to left center field. Schumacher will corral it, and that will end the inning. But Sonoma State able to double their lead on an Allie Bellinon home run to straightaway center field. The score is Sonoma State 4, Dominican University of California 0, as you're listening to NC2A D2 Softball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I got my money, hey, let's spin it up, let's spin it up. Go out and smash it, smash it. Like on my car, like on my car. Jump out that sofa, come on, let's get off. Fill up my cup, drink, mazel tov. Look at her dancing, move it, just take it off. Let's paint the town, paint the town. We'll shut it down, shut it down. Let's burn the roof, and then we'll do it again. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it, let's live it up. And do it, and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock, 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 rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock, rockin' don't stop. Round and round, up and down, around the clock. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. And welcome back to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, where the Dominican University of California Penguins are taking on the Sonoma State Seawolves, and the Seawolves have the lead 4-0 here at this softball game being played at Penguin Field. The first pitch from Camille Rodriguez misses outside for ball one. So now in the last inning, the Penguins had the opportunity to come close to Sonoma State as they had runners at first and second and one out, but couldn't get that hit as Waltman waves and misses. Had a fastball over the outside corner, evens up the count at 1-1, and they weren't able to capitalize. And then Sonoma State, in the top of the fifth inning, get two runs on an Ali Bellinon home run. The 1-1 pitch to Waltman, swing and fouled straight back and off the backstop. 1-2. As the wind continues to blow here at Penguin Field, and I don't mean a breeze, this is a wind. And it's been constant almost all game long. The 1-2 pitch is a ground ball to short. Romano's there over the top to first base and plenty of time to retire Waltman for the first out of the inning. Gonna bring up Mackenzie Schumacher. And Schumacher is definitely one of the players who the Penguins want to get going on the season. Last season, she was very vital to their offensive success, coming into the game batting 255. As the first pitch misses upstairs to Schumacher, ball one. And in terms of stolen bases, she's perfect on the season, a perfect 9-for-9. That's why you need her to get on base. The 1-0 pitch misses outside. 2-0. Here it comes, the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Great fastball over the outside corner. 2-1. And it seems every single time like Camille Rodriguez is out of an at-bat, she comes back with a very well-placed fastball. Either gets a called strike or a swing and a miss. And this time it was a swing and a miss. Schumacher just lightly touches the ball and puts it in play, but foul. 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch on its way, swinging a line drive over the glove of the first baseman Avalos and into right field. So Schumacher has a base hit. And of course, she is very much a threat to steal a bag. That'll bring up Maddie Christensen. The team's pretty much the offensive leader of the club. Now she'll step in with a runner at first and one out. 4-0, Sonoma State leads it, bottom of the fifth inning. The 0-0 pitch, she shows bunt, pulls back, throw down to second base. Schumacher has the base stolen and off of the glove of Cassidy Romano and into center field, but Schumacher couldn't get a clean read on it, so she'll have to hold at second base. But now Schumacher is 10 for 10 in stolen base attempts. Last season had a fantastic season, stealing over 40 bases and setting the school record. The 1-0 pitch is a fastball over the outside corner, called a strike, 1-1. Wouldn't be surprised if Schumacher would try to take third with a right-handed hitting Maddie Christensen up to bat. But then again, Christensen is your best offensive players. Might want to give her a shot with a runner at scoring position as she hits a little ground ball up the middle. Romano fields it over to first in plenty of time to retire Christensen. Schumacher will go up to third base. That'll bring up Alyssa Ramirez with 2 outs and a runner at third. So here we go. Camille Rodriguez toes the rubber and gets ready to deliver the first pitch to Ramirez, and it is swung on and missed. Another great fastball by Rodriguez, and she gets Ramirez to wave out that outside fastball, and that's what makes Rodriguez dangerous is not so much her speed, it's her location. That pitch was located perfectly. She goes back to it, but this time can't get the call and can't get the swing, so it's 1-1. Her location has been impeccable so far against the Penguins. As the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. The check swing, but home plate umpire Todd Landon says she went around. That'll make it one ball, two strikes. Camille Rodriguez with advantage here in this at-bat. The 1-2 pitch. Swinging a soft liner, and Avalos is there to put it away. And that will end the inning. So one hit and one left on. No runs across. As Sonoma State leads this one 4-0 as you're listening to NC2A D2 Softball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. So easy. You are listening to NC2A D2 Softball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Sonoma State leading Dominican 4-0 as the first pitch from Waltman to Kalkenny Blair misses downstairs for ball number one. Kalkenny Blair on the day, 0-2, grounded out to short and hit a fly ball to left and a hard ground ball past the glove of Dennis at third base. So that'll be another base runner for Sonoma State. And that'll bring up Bella Chadwell, who is 0-1 with a walk. Waltman has pitched well today, giving up 4 runs, 2 on 1 swing, to Atlee Bellinon, who had a home run last inning as Waltman's next pitch misses up and away. For ball number one to Bella Chadwell. The wind starting to die down. The sun in full force as the next pitch is found straight back. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. On its way from Waltman to Chadwell, swinging a soft line drive, and Portal's there to put it away. Throw back into first, definitely not in time. As Kalkenny Blair is able to get back, but that'll be the first out of the inning. A line drive right to Porto from Bella Chadwell. So Cassidy Romano will now step in. She's 0-2, flied out to right field. And has reached on a fielder's choice and was also doubled off in that double play. And now she ropes one into the left center field gap. It'll one hop off the wall. Schumacher will get it in fast, and the runners will just move to second and third. Nice job by Cassie Romano putting the bat on the ball and driving it to the deepest part of the park. So that'll be a double. And on that double, Lindsey Kalkenny Blair will move over to third base, so another situation for Waltman to work out of, but instead they will take her out and bring in Catherine Carvalho. On the season, Carvalho is 0-1 and 8 appearances made with a 14 ERA. This will be my first time seeing Carvalho pitch, as most of her appearances came in Hawaii. She has pitched in 7 innings and has allowed 14 runs. So we'll see how she'll be able to work out of this situation, as Sonoma State has runners at second and third and one out in a 4-0 lead. But there is always hope. Weirder things have happened in the sport of softball. Trust me, I witnessed a 8-run comeback one time. That was very intense. But hopefully the Penguins don't get down by 8 runs and don't have to make an 8-run comeback. As now stepping in, looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter for Sonoma State. It will be Nicole Renner pinch hitting for Courtney Jack. As all of the changes are being made, and they're being announced by home plate umpire Todd Landon as we get ready to resume play. 4-0 Sonoma State here in the top of the sixth inning. Sonoma State threatening for more. The runners at second and third and one out. The 0-0 pitch from Carvalho to Renner is called the ball down low. Opponents hitting 432 off of Carvalho. And coming into today, Renner was batting as Carvalho pitches a strike. Renner was batting 231 coming into this game. Well, coming into this doubleheader. The 1-1 pitch misses inside from Carvalho. Two balls, one strike. So Carvalho trying to get out of the jam as she comes in relief for Alyssa Waldman. The book not closed on Waldman yet. She's responsible for the runners at second and third, and a pop-up behind third. Alyssa Ramirez is there to put it away for out number two. So great pitching by Catherine Carvalho to get that ball in and force Renner to scoop it into the air. For out number two, Brianna Avalos will now come in with another opportunity for Sonoma State to widen their margin of lead, right now leading it 4-0. First pitch from Carvalho down in the dirt, nice block by Cheek. And pitches like that right now are dangerous with the runner at third base. Cheek with a nice job getting down and having the ability to block that one. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0 pitch from Carvalho is a fastball over the outside corner called a strike. One ball, one strike. The shadows starting to creep over right field, almost bleeding into center field as the pitch will miss low with the changeup. Two balls, one strike. Avalos is not going to bite on that one. Two on, two out, and the 2-1 pitch to Avalos is down in the dirt. Ball three, three balls, one strike. And this is a very hitter-friendly count. Wouldn't be surprised to see Avalos given the green light. The 3-1 pitch is called a strike. Three balls, two strikes. Carvalho able to battle back and make it a full count. Safe to say this is one of the biggest pitches of the game so far. As Carvalho looks in to get her sign. As she winds up and delivers inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. For the top of the lineup, and Allie Ballinon. Ballinon, her last time up, roped a two-run home run on a line to straightaway center. We'll see what Catherine Carvalho is able to do to make sure she doesn't do it again. Swing and a miss, a beautiful changeup over the outside corner for strike number one. Another big moment in this game. Carvalho trying to keep her Penguins in it to the final out. The 0-1 ground ball up the middle, brought down by Carvalho. Thought about it, throws back to first, and they got her just in time. Indecision almost cost the Penguins an out, but in the end, the Penguins are able to escape the jam unscathed. At the end of 5.5, the score is Sonoma State 4, Dominican University of California nothing. We'll be back with the bottom of the sixth. Radio.dominican.edu as you're listening to NC2A D2 softball here on Penguin Radio. As Sonoma State's leading it 4-0 over the Dominican University of California Penguins. A couple of runs in the third and the fourth, and then a two-run home run by Allie Bellin on the big highlight hit for Sonoma State coming in the fifth inning, as now we are into the bottom of the sixth, where it will be Peyton Mott, Daylon Dennis, and Caritza Reyes due up. The next pitch from Camille Rodriguez, the first pitch of this inning, is called a strike. Hits that outside corner at the bottom of the knee. And that's what's made Rodriguez able to fool these Penguins hitters. She's able to pitch to Todd Landon's strike zone. The 0-1 pitch misses way outside. One ball, one strike. A rise ball that slipped out of the hand. The other Penguins, you try to get base runners on. They've had situations. Mott fouls that one. One ball, two strikes. Penguins have had situations in this game to bring some runners home. Back in the fourth inning, they had first and second and one out. Weren't able to drive anybody home. In the last inning, they had Schumacher at third with two outs and nothing to show for it. As now it's two balls, two strikes as Rodriguez misses inside. And Mott was able to start some rallies against NDNU, the first home series. Back-to-back inning, she led off with a double that sparked a rally, and here she just gets a piece of it to stay alive and fouls it down the third base line. Another well-placed fastball. Because now the wind really blowing as it made our canopy shake. That's never a welcome sign. As the 2-2 pitch misses down and away with a changeup. Three balls, two strikes. Mott able to work the count full. The wind blowing in from about left field. The 3-2 pitch is outside and Mott works a leadoff walk. That'll bring up Daylon Dennis, one of the sluggers of the team. So now Dominican just trying to get as many base runners on as possible, and Sonoma State trying to keep them off and come out with a doubleheader sweep. The 0-0 pitch. Mott running, throw down, and they got her. Tagged her on the top of the helmet, a hit and run, but to no avail. So a strike will be called on Dennis, and Mott is caught stealing. 2 to the covering 6 for out number 1. That is a very interesting decision this late in the game when you do need base runners. I know you want to manufacture runners in scoring position, but Rodriguez just issued a walk. I think you try to stay a little bit patient and take as many pitches as you possibly can before you have to take that gamble, but nonetheless, that's what happened as Dennis hits a fly ball foul territory and it will land out of my eyesight. And again, I do have pretty poor eyesight. So one ball, two strikes. Dennis still up to bat. 4-0, Sonoma State leads it. Mott led off with a walk but was thrown out by Martinez. So now the 1-2 pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Fritz Array is on deck. The 2-2 pitch is roped foul. One hop down the third baseline. So close to making that fair. Count will remain two balls, two strikes. Penguins trying to battle back and get a split in this doubleheader. Sonoma State trying to keep them at bay and take the sweep. The 2-2 pitch is way up and in, and Dennis is able to work the count full. Rodriguez just trying to pitch for outs. Not pitching for strikeouts, even though she has quite a few of those. The 3-2 pitch is outside, ball four. And right there is why you scratch your head on that hit and run. Penguins have done an effective job of taking pitches against Rodriguez. And you need base runners, and a hitter like Caritza Reyes due up. It's just an interesting decision. But now we are in the situation we are given. One out and a runner at first. And Reyes up to bat. The 0-0 pitch misses outside. Ball one. As we all have time called. Don't know exactly what head coach Jennifer Bridges wants to know. And can't tell, umpire checking his notebook. So now we are going an official score keep. Can't tell exactly what was going on. Looked like it was a re-entering of some kind on the Penguins' behalf, as now Reyes will check in. So one ball, no strikes. The pitch from Rodriguez is well outside. Two balls, no strikes. Porto on deck. Reyes, her last time up, got a base hit. She's one for two on the day. She grounded out. She popped up to second base in her first at-bat. The 2-0 pitch, swinging a hard ground ball, foul. Able to ole out of the way over there in the third base coach's box. Makes it two balls and one strike. 4-0, Sonoma State leads it. As game two continues to wind down, we are in the bottom of the sixth inning. Penguins trying to scrap across a couple of runs and make this game interesting as Reyes pops it up. Cassidy Romano underneath it to put it away. For out number two. So now Vanessa Porto will come in and try to keep the Penguins' hopes alive here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Still have one half inning to go. That'll be the bottom of the seventh inning. But of course, if you don't get four runs in this one or that one, well, you're out of luck. The 0-0 pitch from Rodriguez. The Porto is called a strike on the outside corner. And that's where Porto had no success in her last at-bat. Swung on and missed on a fastball in the outside corner. But all the blame doesn't land on her shoulders. A couple of questionable strike calls led her to having to swing way out of the zone. So now one ball, one strike as Rodriguez trying to go back to that outside corner, but misses by quite a bit. And the count is even. The pitch is a fastball over the outside corner, called a strike. One ball, two strikes. Rodriguez able to pinpoint that fastball over the outside corner against lefties, and that's making it extremely difficult. So one ball, two strikes, two out, one on, and that's a fastball well outside the zone. Two balls, two strikes. The shadows from center field, those giant eucalyptus trees, starting to throw some shade over to first base. As the 2-2 pitch to Porto is swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. So two runners go on, one runner's left on, but no runners come home. So at the end of six, the score is Sonoma State 4, Dominican nothing.
Put a whooping to my backside.
You are listening to NC2A D2 Softball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. The Dominican University of California Penguins are taking on the Sonoma State University Seawolves, but the Seawolves definitely have the advantage in this one. 4-0 here in the top of the seventh inning as Catherine Carvalho face Julie Davis. Take ball one over the outside corner. Carvalho was able to work out of a tough jam that she was put into. Runners at second and third and two outs, and she got the job done. Hard ground ball rolled over. Reyes to the covering Christensen at first base, and that is the first out of the top of the seventh inning. So Julie Davis 0 for 4 on the day, but the thing is, her 0 for 4 is kind of skewed with being called out twice for making contact out of the batter's box. The second time a little bit much more questionable than the first, as now Jordan Martinez, the starting catcher, will step in, and she will take ball strike one over the inside corner. So Carvalho has been very effective in her two-thirds of an innings pitch as Martinez lines one foul down the first baseline. No balls, two strikes. And in her first appearance against Azusa Pacific, Carvalho pitched rather well. But just like majority of the Penguins, that trip to Hawaii, although gorgeous, was detrimental to their stats. As the 0-2 pitch, a changeup lined in the left field and a base hit. So Jordan Martinez will reach first base. And that trip to Hawaii is not a knock on our Penguins softball team. It's just those Hawaiian teams are that good. Hilo and Pacific, top four opponents. Pacific was projected to win the PacWest Conference until Concordia Irvine decided to be ranked number 9 in D2 softball, as the first pitch from Carvalho to Jordan White is called a strike. For the most part, compared to what Jordan White did in the first game, the Penguins pitching staff has been able to keep her under wraps. A couple of fly balls to center field and a base hit. As Carvalho misses outside, one ball, one strike. The 1-1 pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball to third base. Dennis is able to deaden it in the dirt. Throw across the diamond in plenty of time for out number two. Moving over to second base is Jordan Martinez. So two outs and a runner at second. And Lindsey Kalkanie-Blair will come into the batter's box for the Sonoma State Seawolves. The next time that we'll be out here at Penguin Field won't be until April 5th, when the Penguins will take on the Holy Names Hawks, the Cross Bay rivals. The first pitch to Kalkanie-Blair was a ball, and Carvalho getting ready to deliver the second pitch, and it is a beautiful curveball called a strike at the upper outside corner to even up the count at one apiece. The 1-1 pitch, swinging a hard ground ball foul down the third baseline. One ball, two strikes. So one ball, two strikes, two out, and a runner at second base. The Penguins trying to keep it a four-run game into the bottom of the seventh. Carvalho trying to spin a breaking ball, but spun it a bit too much, and it goes outside the zone. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 pitch with two out from Carvalho is a ball outside. Can't get it to find the zone. Kalkanie-Blair just watched it go by. So now it's a full count, as Carvalho just trying to keep the deficit manageable going to the bottom half of the inning, and a fly ball into left. Mott coming in, she'll put it away, and that will end the inning. So one hit and one left on, but no runs come across. The score at the end of 6.5 is Sonoma State 4, Dominican nothing, as you're listening to NC2A D2 Softball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You don't gotta fool me if you say it's so- And you are listening to NC2A D2 Softball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. It is the bottom of the seventh inning, and Dominican trails Sonoma State 4-0. And pinch hitting for Haley Cheek will be Alexis Chinchilla. So Chinchilla will come in for Cheek and try to get a rally started for the Penguins. As the umpire will write things down in his book to make sure that the change is official, and we are ready to go. Rodriguez trying to finish what she started. A complete game shutout, but the Penguins want to keep this one going a little bit longer as the first pitch from Rodriguez misses outside for ball one. The The 1-0 pitch misses outside. Two balls, no strikes to Chinchilla. As the Penguins are just trying to scratch across base runners. It'll be Chinchilla, Waltman, and Schumacher, the guaranteed at-bats. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The 2-0 pitch is called a strike over the inside corner. A wild place fastball by Camille Rodriguez. Two balls, one strike. The 2-1 pitch, and it hits Chinchilla. She'll get a free pass to first base. That'll bring up Catherine Carvalho. Carvalho will actually hit for Waltman as Waltman was taken out of the game. And pinch running, Haley Cheek will re-enter the game and go to first base. As Carvalho will come in to hit. And by the stat sheet, looks like this might actually be Carvalho's first at-bats of the season. And she shows bunt and foul ball. Almost able to get a glove on it was Courtney Jack at third base. But Carvalho can breathe a sigh of relief as her fouled bunt. It's just that, a fouled bunt and not an out. The 0-1 pitch to Carvalho misses outside. She pulls back on the butt and evens up the count at one apiece. So Carvalho has pitched an inning and of a third shutout innings and is trying to lay down a bunt, and she does. Throw will go to first, so Carvalho is able to get the sacrifice and move Haley Cheek, who came into pinch run for Alexis Chinchilla, move her up to second base. And that'll bring up Mackenzie Schumacher. So Schumacher will dig in. Schumacher one for two on the day, a base hit and a stolen base. As the first pitch to Schumacher is way outside for ball one. Schumacher, of course, a very good hitter. Just hit a rough patch early in the season. Now trying to work out of a slump. Everybody goes through slumps. That's just the way the game works. The pitch to Schumacher fouled straight back and off the screen. One ball, one strike. Slumps are one of those unfortunate yet natural parts of the games of softball and baseball. That's just how difficult these games are, where the best players succeed 3 out of 10 times. Schumacher fouls that one back, one ball, two strikes. And for the most part, the really great players succeed 3 out of 10 times. On average, 2 out of 10. Just how the game works. The 1-2 pitch to Schumacher is a fly ball left center field. Coming in and making the grab is Jordan White for out number 2. So Maddie Christensen, the last hope for the Penguins. Down 4-0 and a runner at second and 2 outs. Christensen is 0-for-2 with a walk. In game one, she was 2-for-3 with a pair of home runs and a couple and 3 RBIs. First pitch from Rodriguez to Christensen misses outside for ball one. Rodriguez is 1 out away from having a complete game shutout here at Penguin Field. But she misses outside with her second pitch to Christensen. 2 balls, no strikes. Four to nothing, bottom seven, runner at second and 2 outs. Rodriguez gets the sign she likes from Martinez. And here we go. The pitch to Christensen is outside, ball three. Alyssa Ramirez on deck. Three balls, no strikes to count, as the sun has stayed shining for quite a while. And that's a fastball over the outside corner called a strike. But the shade continues to roll in from those eucalyptus trees, now almost touching the home plate. Here at Penguin Field, the eucalyptus trees in center field, giving some shade. The 3-1 pitch is a fly ball into right. Bellinon is there to put it away, and Sonoma State will claim the doubleheader sweep. In game one, they beat the Penguins 7-3, and here in game two, they take it 4-0 behind a fantastic pitching performance by Camille Rodriguez. Seven shutout innings, along with six strikeouts. So a fantastic pitching performance, and Sonoma State will advance to 15-9. The Penguins will fall to 5-16. The next time we will broadcast a softball game here at Penguin Field will be April 5th against the Cross Bay rivals Holy Names. But for Ethan Estrada and Soren O'Connell, I will bid you adieu till then. Welcome.